transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
My brothers and sisters, this morning, every year on this particular Sunday, I reflect upon the reality that time doesn't stop. The other day, someone in the office said, "Well, Epiphany's over. You have time to relax." I said, "T-less, relax. Now we have the house blessings." I said, "In just a couple of weeks, we're going to start with the Triodion and Saracosti and the services. And before you know it, it's going to be Holy Week and Pascha. And then after Pascha, all the weddings that have been waiting get piled up." It never stops. As I wrote in the bulletin, standing still is not an option. We cannot just sit and do nothing. We must, as this morning's gospel helps us understand, we must be prepared to see Christ. We must do the work that is necessary for our souls to be prepared to see Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm not ready. I have a lot of work to do, but thankfully God gave me another day. Thankfully, I have another opportunity to get it right today. And by noon, I'm sure I will screw it up again. And I'm going to go to bed tonight asking God for another chance tomorrow. But the church gives us this wonderful gospel lesson of Zacchaeus to help us understand that if we want to see Christ, if we want to be with Him in heaven, then we have to run ahead and get ready for Him. We can't just sit back and wait. We have to run ahead and be ready for Him. We have to prepare our souls. And the church gives us this reading today because next week the Triodion is going to begin. And we're going to hear Sunday after Sunday, we're going to hear the beautiful reminders of how we can be prepared to celebrate Pascha and to encounter Christ. But we have to be willing to do the work. We have to be willing for our soul's sake to do the important things to prepare our souls to see Christ. It isn't about cleaning our house, but cleaning our soul. In this morning's gospel, Zacchaeus, who was a rich tax collector and a sinner, so we can presume he had a lot of things to repent from. He runs up and climbs up into a tree, and Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And when they were together, the crowd was mumbling, "Aftos or Amartolos, that sinner, Christ is going to go there." But what they did not hear was Zacchaeus says to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. Half of everything I own." And it says he was a rich man. How do we help the poor? Or do we help the poor? Or do we go through life gathering more and more and more for ourselves? Here Zacchaeus says, "Lord, I'm giving half of everything I have to the poor." And then he says, "If I have defrauded anyone, if I have taken anything," and this translation says, "by false accusation, by lies, I'm going to give it back four times." He was cleaning his soul to prepare for Christ. And he heard the beautiful words of Christ. Today salvation has come to this house because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We like to think we know what we're doing. We like to think we're smart. We make plans, we make this, we make that. But when it comes to finding Christ, all of us are lost. We need God. We can't do it on our own. Just like Zacchaeus, we can't see Christ because the crowd surrounds us, the crowd of temptations of life, and all of the things that draw our attention surround us, and we get blocked. We can't see God. But we have to rise above it. We have to climb above the temptations so that we can get a clear view of our Lord. And then he's going to call us. And he's going to say, today I'm going to stay in your house, in our hearts. When in just a few moments, we bring the ayah out in the procession. We're going to bring the chalice and the disco out, and it, bread and wine. And we are going to be reminded of Christ coming to his people. And then I'm going to come and I'm going to say, Metafovu Theou, with the fear of God, with faith and love, come, draw near. And we, my brothers and sisters, are going to be able to commune with God. Μπορούμε να κοινωνήσουμε με τον Θεό. Because we're going to move above all of the temptations. That's that great opportunity that God gives us, not just today, but every liturgy and every day we have the opportunity to prepare our souls to meet God, because as we all know too well, we don't know when we're going to see God. So let's get ready for him. Let's be ready from this moment, from right now. So whenever he comes for us or we go to him, we will be prepared to see him. And he will come to live in our hearts. Glory to God for all things.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.